Good morning, my friends. Good morning and welcome. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whelan. It is Tuesday, May 8th now, 2007, about midnight here in the Central Time Zone. Certainly a lot of big discussion going on last hour, and we'll get into it. We'll continue with that. But I do want to talk about this hour. We have our special guest, our sponsor, and an advertiser here on the show, the author of the book Privacy Crisis, Grant Hall. We'll get to him in just a second. First things first, though, my friends, welcome each and every one of you listening on the shortwave dial at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org. And welcome to all of you listening on AM and FM frequencies around the country, around the world. All of you, welcome here. Our website is franklyspeakingradio.com. There's a link there to Grant Hall's website, and there's also one at republicbroadcasting.org. Check that out. Be aware of our phone number. We'll take your calls to our guest here in just a minute. Our phone number, of course, 800-313-9443. As is always the case, I like to peruse the news and check out some things involving identity theft. This is an interesting one, which came out, I guess it was, technically yesterday, I would say earlier today, from nwherald.com. Here's what it says. Scott Logan receives hundreds of spam emails each day, and 70 to 80% of them involve potential theft or fraud, he estimates. He said, quote, "The crooks keep sending them because there are always people who fall for the scams," end quote. The Harvard alderman, whose wife was the victim of identity theft 5 years ago, wants to help make sure that no one else becomes a victim of these scams. He is encouraging residents to attend an identity theft workshop Wednesday to learn more about how to protect themselves. Harvard Savings Bank has declared this week Identity Theft Awareness Week and planned two free community events. At the four-year safety identity theft workshop, Harvard police will talk about local threats. They will use real stories of Harvard residents who were victims of identity theft or fraud, including check scams, lottery scams, and internet phishing scams. The police and representatives from Harvard Savings Bank will talk about steps people can take to reduce their risks and protect their identity. 5 years ago, someone with a Chicago address opened a Walmart account in Logan's wife's name. He said, the couple found out about it when they were finalizing a mortgage on a previous home, said Logan. He said, quote, "The banker said, what are you going to do about this outstanding debt? And we said, huh? End quote. The second Identity Theft Awareness Week event, a community shred day, will be an opportunity for residents to shred papers that contain personal information. Said Harvard Savings Bank President Duffy Saylor, quote, "Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in the United States. It is time we all learned to protect ourselves." And I think that is a very, very interesting point. Identity theft is a growing crime because it's been made easier and easier and easier. One of the ways it's been made easier is that laws are now being put into place, at least the appearance of laws sometimes. When you get various people asking you for things like your social security number and so on and so forth, they are conditioning you to be giving out all this information. A perfect example, let's say when you fly on an airplane. Now, there's a lot of stories out there that say travelers are being assessed a terror risk. And you're saying, wow, that's great. So if I'm flying, let's say, from Arkansas to New York City, they'll let me know if there's terror threats in New York City. And they're looking out for my safety. No, they're not. They're treating me and you and everybody else on that plane as a potential terrorist. That's not free, folks. And we're getting conditioned to this. This is the saddest thing in my mind of all of this stuff, is that in a very short time, 6 years, we've gotten so accustomed to this that we just do it without thinking. So here in this story from the Northwest Herald, they're talking about how they're trying to raise awareness of identity theft. Well, that's great. But see, the reason why identity theft is growing as the number one crime in America as far as growth goes is because more of your personal information is available in more places because you've been told that it's required that you do so. That is a very, very important point. We're going to talk about it with our guest, Grant Hall, author of the book Privacy Crisis. Check out his website, privacycrisis.com. We'll be back in three with more Frankly Speaking Radio. Please stay with us.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen, and very excited, of course, to have our guest with us here tonight. He is also the sponsor of this hour of Frankly Speaking Radio. We certainly appreciate him. We hope that you guys treat him well so he can stay around here and continue doing shows with us for a very, very long time. Grant Hall, welcome to the show, sir.
Hello.
Yes, welcome to the show, my friend.
Hi, Frank. It's a pleasure to be back with you again, and this is my favorite hour of the entire week right now.
Well, I certainly look forward to it myself. It always certainly, just having it on Monday, it gives me always something to look forward to as far as going into work and whatnot. But, you know, the stuff that you do is so important, so vital, and so relevant. It's interesting when you type in identity theft or fraud or anything like that, just in a news search engine, you just come up with countless accounts of these things happening. Now, here in the story I just read, I don't know if you heard that, but you've got an entire town, basically, who are looking at identity theft awareness seminars and various things. And one, of course, is the police talking about local scams, which I think, hey, that's fine and dandy, because most of the time people are getting scammed because their own personal information is out there because they put it out there.
Boy, did they ever. And I liked your attitude, the opening, that you're basically pointing out that the public is being scammed by just being asked and also participating in giving out their personal information by the airlines and so forth. It's just not necessary, and there's more and more people realizing this as they become victims of identity theft and have to pay the heavy, heavy price that that involves to get it straightened out.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Incidentally, you out in the audience, you don't want to become a victim of identity theft. Trust me on that. The average person will lose not only $2,500 on average, but the average business will lose over $10,000. And second to that, that's because the number is $2,500 because most people have a net worth of $3,000 to $5,000. So go figure. I mean, you're going to lose a substantial amount of money when that happens to you. And there were 49 people in the year of 2005 that lost over $1 million, and that was reported. So it's a costly, costly ordeal when it does happen to you, and you'll spend anywhere from 6 months to years and years and years. And who knows if you'll ever get it right. So you want to take the measures and not necessarily having to live the high privacy lifestyle that I live because of choice and circumstances, but you want to make yourself immune to this disaster, and that's what it is. It's a disaster, and trust me on this also. Insurance companies that are offering identity theft prevention, the police, any number of agencies, the people that say they're going to teach you how, they don't have a clue how to help you.
Okay, amen to that. Well, I think that's a very good point. And one of the other things that ties directly into in that same story I just read is that they're having a community shred day, an opportunity for residents to shred papers that contain personal information. If that's not the dumbest thing I've ever heard of in my life, I don't know what is. Let's get all these people together and bring all of your personal information, and let's all shred them together. It'll be great fun. What if you miss a page? How many shredders are they talking about? How consistent is this? I know they have shredding services, and I know that they have, and I think it's great that they do this, where they show, you know, they videotape your stuff being shredded so that you can see quite plainly that nobody just picked it up, carted it away with the promise that it was shredded. They actually do it for you and prove to you that it's being done, which I think is great. But this concept, I don't know about, man. What are your thoughts on this?
I think it's just another participation type of thing where people need to be, or they think they need to have somebody else do it for them or teach
right.
them how to do. I mean, this is something any fourth grader could do, am I right?
I would hope so.
I mean, please. No, no, it's pretty basic, but identity theft is a big problem, and I don't mind dwelling on it, but if you live a privacy lifestyle, even a medium-level privacy lifestyle, you're not going to have any problems with identity theft. First and foremost, if you don't have any links from your home to yourself, which frankly, in my opinion, nobody should, you're going to have be way ahead of most of the crowd anyway. And second to that, once you start working on your communication system, your transportation, meaning your car, your computer, your telephone, and you know, from there you can branch out. But if you just cover those three bases, and it's very, very easy to do, you will be pretty well off, actually, but you've got to study somebody that's been successful.
Yes.
I mean, I respect people to write books, but frankly, the three or four that are out there that are selling aside from mine really aren't very good. I mean, for example, one competitor, his answer to home privacy is parking a trailer out in the middle of a farmer's field and avoiding the public that way.
Yes.
Yet another one has, you ask him about money, and he says, well, turn it over to somebody else to keep it for you. In other words, that's his nominee. You don't want to do that. You want to keep control of everything yourself. Competitor number four, three says, well, you can buy a birth certificate for $79 and a driver's license for $50 and all this stuff. And I don't know what all they say. But the other one talks about, you know, using the dead baby theory, where you go get a phony birth certificate and reinvent yourself that way. You don't want to do any of these things, people. I mean, I'm here to tell you that you want to follow the laws of the land, and you want to listen to somebody that has legally done what we're talking about tonight, which is privacy and protecting your assets, and not listen to these folks that write fiction, storyteller, comic books about the subject. And if you find that the better ones are a little bit more expensive, and you can buy three for the price of one, that's just exactly what they're worth, is what they cost.
Yes. I agree wholeheartedly, my friend. And another thing, you know, we talk about this, and this maybe, I know it's very, very basic, but maybe we should talk a little bit about some of this stuff, about, you know, any documentation that you might have at your house. Now, obviously, you know, you can go ahead and have your mail, you know, to a P.O. box, and maybe you go pick it up. But the point is that if you bring it home, you need to be able to dispose of it properly. And you mentioned about some of these other people who are writing privacy-oriented books. I remember reading one that said, hire a Jehovah's Witness to clean your house because they're very honest. Okay, well, I don't know how much I agree with that statement, first and foremost. Secondly, I don't know how much I agree with letting anybody into my house in the first place. Am I too lazy to clean my own trash, to shred my own papers, to do something with it? I mean, what are your thoughts on that? Because obviously they've advised people in some of these other fiction writings about different things they should do.
It's fiction, all right. And that same character wrote about turning your money over to somebody else and letting him have the bank account, and then you're supposed to get back from him when you need the money. And that same character recommended using your middle name and your last name to get an quote, anonymous cell phone. It just really, and the Jehovah Witness, I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of honest people there. I wouldn't necessarily let anybody in without screening them properly.
Yeah.
There's times that you're going to have to use service people, but you want to treat them just like you would any other employee. And I'm not so certain I would let people in, like you just pointed out, unnecessarily. And it isn't a big deal to clean your house or have somebody certainly that you know and trust and don't have to worry about that to do it. You can find those people. So that's my opinion, is I wouldn't listen to people that just give a blanket statement like that on any of the points I just brought up.
Yeah, I agree with that. Do you recommend shredding your papers? And if so, is there, you know, sometimes they just shred them straight down, and sometimes they have the cross-cut shred. How much is enough, and how much is too much?
Frank, that's so second nature to me, I don't even think about it. I have a shredder right at my wastebasket, but that's not even a big deal. But you can have anything you want. Chances are you're not going to have a problem with that if you've got a decent shredder. But here's the other thing. Let's just get ahead of the shredder issue for a second. If nobody knows where you sleep, what in the world is it going to do them to know? How are they going to find your trash?
That's an excellent point.
I mean, you know, you want to shred it, of course, but if you're being investigated, for example, like I was for 4 years and being hunted for 4 years because of a frivolous lawsuit that my attorney advised me to go underneath the radar to avoid this nonsense and the costly case like I was facing, and I had to learn exactly what I'm doing, then that becomes so second nature that it's not even a big deal. But the real issue is to avoid being targeted and avoid letting anybody know where you actually sleep or what car you're driving and that sort of thing. So I hope I answered your question.
Yes, you did, my friend. You answered it very, very well and thoroughly, as you always do, as I expect nothing less. Let me throw this out here because we're coming up on a break.
All right.
Folks, of course, our guest, Grant Hall, has written this book, Privacy Crisis. He is our sponsor and our advertiser here for this hour. Privacy Crisis, Identity Theft Prevention Plan and Guide to Anonymous Living is the full title. Now, this is available in a number of ways. You can buy the ebook at privacycrisis.com. You can also order the hardcover version there. You can look for a used copy at amazon.com, but they go quick, so be aware of that. You can also have it shipped to you by calling Borders Bookstore at 702-433-6222. Now, the best thing to do, honestly, folks, is to go to your local bookstore. I don't know what you may have near you. Maybe you have a Borders. Maybe you have a Barnes & Noble. Maybe you just have something like that. Go there and say, hey, look, I want this book, Privacy Crisis by Grant Hall. And if they have it, great. And if they don't have it, let them know that you want it. Let them know that you're going to buy it, because this is going to get these things, these books, out on the shelves. People are going to see it. We talked about it. That is the best way to raise awareness, is to have the book sitting on these shelves. So order your copy that way, and you will not be disappointed, folks, because in my opinion, I've said this many, many times, this is the greatest how-to book I've ever read, and it's also a very, very important issue. And we'll continue this discussion with our guest, Grant Hall, author of Privacy Crisis, when we return in 3 minutes. In the interim, go and check out the website, see what you've been missing, privacycrisis.com. We're back in 3 minutes. Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, folks. You are listening to the fastest 4 hours in talk radio, hour number two, brought to you by our guest tonight, Grant Hall, author of the book Privacy Crisis. Grant, welcome back, sir.
Thank you. If I get over, or if I go over the top in my discussions here, it's just because I'm so enthusiastic. A lot of people feel like they've lost their privacy, and many agencies, many private industry folks are telling them, we got to have this, we got to have that. And I'm just the opposite. People think that they've lost their privacy. I believe we have the greatest opportunity in history because of the innovative new products and new services that teach people how to do just what I advocate, and that's live a private lifestyle.
Yes, sir.
So I don't subscribe to the mass theory that we've lost all hope and we have to all of a sudden become a number and be tracked and all the rest of it. There's always going to be a way around that if you're smart enough and if you have the right resources to utilize them to continue to make your life private.
Amen to that. I couldn't agree with you more. One of the things that we had talked about is basically recognizing first and foremost what is, and I think this is, you know, very, very basic. And you mentioned, you know, about the paper shredding and whatnot. It's just second nature. It's almost a non-issue. I think that it is important for people to realize what kind of information is out there. Now, let me put it to you this way. With all that you've seen and all that you know, what is a vital piece of information that somebody could use against somebody else? The kind of thing that you would never leave laying around in your house or in the place you work or in your car or in the trash or anything like that. I mean, how much do they need, honestly, to be able to track you or to be able to track you down? Is it simply just a name? Is it a name and an address? Is it a name, address, phone number? Is it just a social security number? I mean, how important are all these things, independent of each other?
It depends on the resources they have, but certainly a name and a social security number in the wrong hands will be a disaster. Mm-hmm. However, even if that were to occur, if you have properly insulated yourself, that is, have no link to your home, or if they cannot tap into your credit files, or if they can't find your automobile by your name and your social security number, and if they can't find your driver's license, for example, if you've got your bases covered, even if that were to fall into the wrong hands, you would still not lose anything. Because it's all a matter of prevention. But certainly, the documents you mentioned, the worst would be to have a bank account without the proper security on that, or a credit card without the right security, or your social security number and your name.
Well, I think that obviously a lot of these things can be, you can go back and sort of get rid of a lot of these records quite simply. What people need to realize is just like anything else, Grant, I mean, what you've got is a situation where they are starting with the younger generation and continuing to do so to the point where, as we had talked about before, you know, nowadays kids who have flown any time in the last 5 years, they just assume it's standard practice for them to be patted down before they get on a flight and to walk on an airplane having to take their shoes off or any jackets or sweaters or coats or have everything that they own being picked through and dumped out on a table for everybody else to see. At some point, those kids are just going to get so acclimated to that, that's second nature to them. The same thing is happening in terms of privacy. People who are going to school are now having to offer up all sorts of different things. They've got kids paying for their dinners with fingerprint scans. They've got all sorts of biometric data. They've got driver's licenses. They've got little student ID cards, some that have you know, some sort of sensor reading thing on there, which means that it ties into who they are and their account and whatnot. And it really is all started at that level, you know, where these college kids head out into the real world. It's not a big deal to them. When they go and they work for somebody else and they ask for all this information, no problem. Same thing is going to happen when they start at the younger generations and younger and younger and younger. High schools. I imagine high schools are going to start doing all these things too. And this is an important point. People need to understand what their rights are. They need to understand what their authority is in this situation, not to divulge information. And parents need to be responsible for being in the loop as far as their kids. When their kids go to school, what do your kids, what rights do they have? And parents need to be there for the kids. They need to educate themselves for their kids.
Exactly. And as you point out, people become accustomed to just providing whatever they're asked to provide with really no rationale for doing it. None of that really is a good idea. An example, and it doesn't work either, an example is that in the year of 2006, Virginia implemented a law that had the effect of tracking college students. We have music, I guess.
We do, but I want to hear more about this. Let me ask you to hang on, folks. Be aware, our guest, Grant Hall, author of the book Privacy Crisis, sponsor of this hour. Book available, privacycrisis.com, bookstores near you. Our phone number, if you have any questions, you want to get them in here, you better call now, 800-313-9443. Stay with us. Back in three.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance, from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time. Whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, the fastest 4 hours in talk radio, and we've got a good 25 minutes left in the hour with our guest here tonight, Grant Hall, author of the book Privacy Crisis. Our phone number, 800-313-9443. Grant Hall, welcome back, sir.
Oh, thank you. The relevance of what I was talking about regarding the Virginia college students, this is the very group that the government was going to track, and they were going to make the state and everybody all secure with requiring them to tell the Department of Motor Vehicles or a similar agency, whichever it's called, where they were going every time they moved, and they had to report, I believe, to the state troopers every time they did anything that changed their living status. And through this, they were going to make certain that everybody was nice and secure. The very group that they targeted to follow throughout their lifetimes is the group that a member of that group was able to reach their security and commit one of the biggest disaster crimes in history.
Yeah, the Virginia Tech shootings. That's astounding and so important. You know, what we were talking about before you came on tonight, Grant, was about protests, in particular Kent State student protests, things like that. You look at those type of situations. I mean, if they are monitoring you at all these colleges, and college kids, for the most part, are known to be a group who can be mobilized fairly quickly and easily because they're young, they're passionate, they got time on their hands, they're excited about changing the world. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing, and it can be very easily manipulated. But, you know, here's a situation where we saw people being harassed by federal officials in terms of some of the protests. We've seen people being photographed at various protests, showing up for things, having their license plate numbers copied down. These things are non-issues if you practice the policies in this book.
That's exactly right. First of all, you need to be careful on who sees your information anyway. Even if your car is secure, don't invite trouble by parking in an obvious place and doing some very basic preventive measures. I mean, don't invite trouble. If you, for example, follow all the principles that I follow, you're not going to get into trouble, but just be very careful. For example, I mean, truthfully, it's never as easy or never as convenient and always a little more expensive to live that lifestyle.
Yeah.
But the payoff is unlimited security, and maybe it's cheaper and maybe it isn't to live the other way, because frankly, in the environment we now live in, where identity theft is the fastest growing fraud of all crimes, then maybe we have to build in those costs into our budget, business and personal wise, just to survive, because we have a new time here. We have a time where we have unprecedented crime against people stealing their identity and trying to access their personal and business information and stealing their money and their life and their job and their credit and all of those things. It's really sad. I see no other way around it except to take precautions at whatever level one chooses to do that in the beginning, and to cope with it. That's the only answer I have.
Yeah, I agree with you. And, you know, again, I've read some of these other books, and I've talked to some of these other people, and I've never found something as accessible, as empowering as what you talk about in your book, because I really do think that in addition to the fact that, you know, these are tried, tested, and true results. You just have so much content in these books, and we've talked about it before. Fantastic stuff, Privacy Crisis.
And one other thing that I need to emphasize is nothing in this world is black and white, and that holds true in every aspect of one's business and personal life. So my point is that when you get out there and you try to enhance your privacy, the skills that you bring to the table, your demeanor, your persistence, and all of the big, broad category of people skills make a tremendous difference in enabling you to get what you require for your privacy lifestyle. Many times, years and years ago, I would read a book and would say something like, well, it's this way, it's this way, it's this way. And it didn't leave room for discussion. That's all wrong in practice, and that's what I am as a practitioner of the privacy lifestyle. And the book Privacy Crisis was written based on my practice of the privacy lifestyle, business and personal life. So when you have a gray area, for example, if you need a Social Security number removed from your bank account, or if you need to open an account without one, many times, if you negotiate that just like you would any other business deal, you can accomplish that, and you're still doing everything perfectly above board and giving the bank all the information they require when you use an EIN number instead of the SSN.
Mm. That's fantastic. Grant, would you like to take some calls?
Sure, let's do that.
Let's do it. Folks, 800-313-9443. Let's go to Will in Missouri. Will, welcome to the program.
Well, good evening, Frank. Good evening, Grant. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
There's an article here I'll share with you out of a local newspaper, Frank. The title of it is Mo Chip Available in Shell Knob May the 19th. So it's coming right up.
Oh, wow.
The body of this is that the Missouri Child Identification and Protection Program, MoChip, is one of the most comprehensive child recovery and identification programs in the nation. According to the National Center for Exploited Missing Children, it is brought exclusively to the Missouri families by the dedicated Freemasons. The MoChip program consists of five major components: digital photographs, digital fingerprints, vital child information and emergency contacts, a dental bite impression, and two laminated identification cards. The photographs, fingerprints, and child data are burned onto a mini CD that is compatible with the Amber Alert. The dental impressions provide a vital diagram of the child's biting surface, which, like fingerprints, are unique to each individual, and further, supplies enough saliva to provide a DNA sample that can also be used as a scent for trained canine search and recovery teams. Now, it's not much longer here. Combined, this five-part process provides a dramatic, time-sensitive tool for the authorities. Parents are urged to gather pertinent information about their child prior to the event, such as doctor, dentist, and emergency contact names, addresses and phone numbers, distinguishing marks and scars, parent work, cell, and assorted numbers. Height chart scales are available at the event to facilitate the most current details regarding the child. Now, as to be expected, security and privacy are of the utmost importance. All information and specimens collected on the site, processed, and provided to the parent or legal guardian in a sealed envelope, along with the added sentiment of a Masonic volunteer. At the end of each event, databases are erased using state-of-the-art software. The only item retained by the Masonic Children's Foundation is the permission slip. Now, they go on to say that the age limit is between an infant and a 21-year-old child. That's not a child. That's an adult. And then it's hosted by the Central Crossing Lodge number 673, Shell Knob. Going into the last bit of it here, it says Central Crossing Lodge 674 will be visiting area schools, passing out a booklet and a registration form to all students. Please feel free to copy these if needed or write to, and then it goes and gives the contact information. But this is precisely the antithesis of the sound advice that Grant Hall is telling you about.
Wow.
And what this basically is, in my opinion, is the conditioning of not only the parents, but the parents, the students, and the teachers to go into this great depth and detail and get people into basically this mindset of all of this is for our safety. And as Benjamin Franklin said, those who would give up a essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither their liberty nor their safety. But, Grant, have you any response to this in regards to what can parents do and what should parents understand about this and why should we avoid it like the plague that it is?
Wow. I'm just in awe of that story. I mean, I know that the Masons have been very much involved with, you know, the fingerprinting and whatnot, but that is just, I've never heard anything like that before.
Well, next summer, drive up to the McDonald County Fair or the Newton County Fair, and you'll see their little booth set up there, and they're doing this program free right there at the fairs as well.
Oh, wow. Well, Grant, you've got to be just crapping all over yourself. I mean, that's the most awful thing I've ever heard.
Oh, gee, I'll tell you. I think you can sell some people almost anything, can't you? But, no, that's quite a story. Thank you for bringing it on the air. I just am amazed. But I will bet you that they will, that people will buy that, and so certain people will do that. I just have no response. I'm in shock, kind of. I mean, I would expect that at some point, but I didn't realize that
so fast, yeah.
That it was today, right here and now. It's just truly amazing. You know, I should have read that article before the gentleman did, but I did. Where did you find the article?
Well, the article is published in our local newspaper, but look, uh-huh. take a gander right at the very beginning here. What's the name of this program? It's called MoChip.
Yeah, exactly.
The Missouri Child Identification Protection Program. They know these acronyms. They know them by heart, you know. And so just by throwing CHIP into this acronym, gets people in the idea that they're chipping their child. And it's just a small step from this to the injectable.
I may have missed that. Where do they put the CHIP?
Well, the CHIP can be placed any place in the skin, but at the same time, it's also coming up at the same time that, especially in Missouri, that we're being successful again about blocking the NAIS, the Animal Identification System. And so we've been talking about, you know, letting the legislature and the Senate and the governor know that we're not interested in having an animal identification system, which could be just an injectable CHIP. And so, you know, the drive is really on to get people to accept this idea again for their security, for their safety.
I'm so horrified by this whole thing. But you're exactly right. You know, if you think about it really and take it a step further, I think that they've just outlined there all of the biometric-related information that will be contained on a microchip driver's license or a microchip implant as well.
Well, we have a senator here. Boy, his name just evaporated just as quick as it can be. But he's just been successful, I believe, in stopping the or he's at least advancing the no real ID in Missouri legislation. Which, if that does pass and is signed by the governor, that would be a major step, and we'll be able to join the other states in the union that have said no to that program. But, you know, this stuff is so real. The audience knows it. I'm aware of it. Grant's in it. Frank understands it. We all understand this stuff, but we need to get vocal local. And so I think I'm going to take a little Thule down here on the 19th and just see for myself, get a camera, and get some pictures of this and talk to some of these parents, because This is just absolutely dreadful, and if I can get the paperwork, I'll send it along to you.
Oh yeah, please, and even if you have a tape recorder, feel free to you know, find a volunteer there and pose some questions and say that you're you know, reporting on the scene for this show or for whatever. I mean, I wouldn't use my name necessarily because they may know who I am, but just say for a local or for a national show, you're, you know, reporter on the scene, because that is that's stunning in absolutely every possible way. That is stunning to me. I'm gonna can you read us the headline of that article?
Like, yes,
specifically.
It's Mo Chip available in Shell Knob, May 19th. Now, if you want to contact them, you certainly can. Here's the phone number. You can contact it, James Rhodes, Rhoads. Obviously not a relation to Cecil Rhodes, at 417-858-6348.
Wow.
Or you can contact Steve Elliott at 417-425-8396. Now, I would imagine those are home telephone numbers,
yeah.
So we might be courteous and not call them at this time of the evening, but nevertheless, I would hope that maybe they would get 200, maybe 300 phone calls before Tuesday night.
That would be nice. Will, I can't thank you enough for that amazing story. Thank you for that. And thank you for sort of contextualizing how important all this stuff is.
Well, thanks for taking my call, Frank.
Oh, anytime, brother. Thanks a lot.
Good night.
Good night. Boy, Grant, I'll tell you what, you know, we talked a little bit about this last week when we had you on about the real ID and this national ID card, and you said outright, look, I refuse to take it. I will not be taking this. A lot of people, I think, probably feel that exact way, but they need to make sure that their bases are covered now so that they're able to not, you know, have to participate in that should it arise.
It seems like I read in the last week that there's, at this time, 32 states that in one way or another are resisting this. So, I mean, I hate to jump the gun and make predictions, but I don't think it's going to go through May 2008 like many people, or like it's scheduled to go through. I think there's just too many aware people, and many people, particularly on various freedom-oriented programs, and the audience that you have, and many folks that listen to the show, I think are just dead set against this. And the numbers are growing and growing and growing, and even many mainstream people do not like this at all. And I think that the demand is going to be to not have it.
Yeah, I concur with that. You know, my biggest concern, I think, for most people is that They think that some of these policies and whatnot, such as identity theft protection and whatnot, can and will be handled by politicians. They'll pass a law, they'll take care of this. Let's bring our demands to them. Let's ensure that they go ahead and get these things taken care of. Because again, when you look at 2008, that's an election year. So, you know, not just for president, but for a lot of governors. And I have no doubt in my mind that a lot of them will be listening to the people, and the people will say, no way, we do not want this. And the governors will say, we don't want this either. But then, you know, hey, when it's not an election year or after the election is over, they might be singing another tune. And that's why we have to stay on top of this and realize that you can go ahead and put all your eggs in that basket if you want to do that. I don't advise it, but a lot of people do. If you want to go ahead and trust that your elected representatives are actually elected and actually representing you, fine. I choose to make sure that I'm protected, that I'm protecting myself. And all of these concepts, everything outlined in great detail in this book, Privacy Crisis, will allow you and afford you all of the information that you need to make sure that you are squaring away your own situation. So, you know, why put all your faith in these politicians who perpetually will let you down? Folks, please stay with us. We're back in 3 minutes with more from our guest and our sponsor, Grant Hall. Stay with us. Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Welcome back, my friends. Glad you're here. Tail end of hour number two being brought to you courtesy of our good friend, Grant Hall, author of the book Privacy Crisis, Identity Theft Prevention Plan, and Guide to Anonymous Living. Ask for it at a bookstore near you. Grant, welcome back.
Thank you. This Real ID Act is quite an ordeal, to say the least. The steps that people take to, I guess, live their life, a life of freedom, regardless of whether this occurs or not, is important. Even if we are faced with that at some point, there's going to be ways to thwart that, I promise you. If people have to start their own businesses to clear checks, or if they have to own, if they have to incorporate and have a co-op of sorts for trading other securities, or there's any number of things that can happen. I can promise you that based on what I know, people are not going to stand for this, and I'm not alone in saying this. I mean, I just know of many, many people that are not going to do this. And in the event that it were to become mandated, we are going to avoid this, and we're still going to do everything and live our lives and conduct our business just fine, thank you.
Well said, brother, well said. And I applaud and I approve of that message, because I think that this is a situation where people will fight back about something. You know, we talked about that in the first hour as well. When there's an issue that America unites behind and we rise up and say, no way, that is the case. But we have to be cognizant of the fact that they fearmonger us into, you know, giving up our own information, and they certainly fearmonger the parents into getting them to sell out their children, which I think is a real travesty. Let's try to fit in some more calls here, folks. 800-313-9443. Mark in Alabama, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Frank.
And, good morning, sir.
Grant.
Hi, hello.
How you doing? I've got a question point type thing to make. I'm retired military, and I'm beginning to fight back since I've woken up to this whole scam with the Social Security number in particular. I've gotten into the habit of, when people ask me for my Social Security number, or what they say is, I need your Social Security number, I've gotten into the habit of saying, I really don't have a Social Security number, and they look at me, you know, like I have two heads, and then I explain to them that any number that's been applied to me through fraud that I don't have any control over isn't really mine, is it?
Well said.
I think that you're getting off into an area that I really am not an expert in, and that's whether you know, legalities of having it. Here's the way I handle it. I have one, but nobody gets it. And the reason I have it is because there's a very few instances where it is necessary so that I can live a full life. And that means that when I am liable for certain kinds of taxes, that agency might get that number. It means that when I might need that for a certain kind of government-issued identification, that agency might get that one time. The credit bureaus have that on file, but nobody can get into them. So what difference does it make?
Yeah, that's an interesting point. Mark, if you have more, you're welcome to stay on. Grant, would you mind hanging over a little
bit
here?
Sure, let's do that.
All right, sounds good. We'll let him clarify this point a little more. Folks, the website, privacycrisis.com, lots of incredible information there. By all means, go check it out. And then go to your local bookstore, ask for Privacy Crisis by Grant Hall, and educate yourselves. Stay with us. Back.